opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on July the 4th, our Independence Day. 7:05 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Linda has declared her independence today. She handed me a piece of paper and says, this is my Declaration of Independence. I'm going to stay here and lay in the bed with the dog. And even my dog just laid there, wouldn't even say goodbye. But speaking of people that are here, Bad Bob.
And good morning.
Hey, good morning, Bad Bob.
I'm running on 4 hours sleep, so.
And I understand you got stuck in the traffic jam of all traffic jams, the mother of all traffic jams.
I don't know. No, right, Anderson Explodes, spectacular show, incredible finale. Just had everybody just doing the high wow factor. We got out to the parking lot.
Wait. The high wow factor. What exactly is that?
Well, everybody in the crowd went, wow.
Okay. It wasn't like you levitated off the ground?
No, not quite. But it was a very good finish to a pretty good show.
Okay, super.
A couple of thousand cars in the parking lot, and all of them sat there in total gridlock for the better part of 90 minutes until quite a few law enforcement folks showed up and got it all unsnarled. So I don't know what the problem was, whether there wasn't some adequate planning for traffic flow. It's kind of a rat maze getting in and out of the fairgrounds anyway, but this was extraordinarily bad. So most people took it.
This was at the fairgrounds?
Yeah, this was at the fairgrounds.
Wow, because you can empty that place out of there and, like, nothing flat.
Not last night. This was bad.
Well, okay. I'm sorry to hear that. But it didn't ruin the show, though, did it?
Oh, no. The show was highly enjoyable, but it did mean I got home at about 1 in the morning. And
So you're whining already?
Okay. Not whining. But,
so if you just put your head down on the board and expect this to run itself?
Yeah, if I waffle face, just pick me up.
Waffle face. Okay. Hey,
that's a computer term when you plant your face on the keyboard. Looking like sunny skies today, a high of 99 degrees, pushing that century mark. Tonight it'll be mainly clear skies and a low of 67. Still warm tomorrow, beautiful for as we head into Friday with sunny skies and a high of 96. And right now in Reading we have about 69 degrees in the report brought to you by our friends at Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, what a great place to go to. They're going to have music this weekend. They've got pizza night tomorrow night. Of course, you can get other things besides pizza there, but it's great pizza. Great lunches up there, super lunches. John Stadelli, the chef has kicked it up an extra notch. I didn't think he could, but he has somehow. And the food is just outstanding. That's Anselmo Vineyards. Give them a call, 474-5546. Hey, we're going to take an early break here. We don't have our Wells Fargo minute because it's a holiday. And when we come back, we've got a couple of things to talk about the 4th of July. And then we've got Patrick Jones, Reading City Councilman, sitting here. He's got something he wants to share with everybody about a way of making money here for the city. And the county. We'll be right back.
On the boats and on the plane. Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Friday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Lake Boulevard across from Rayleigh's and on Locust Street off of Park Marina Drive. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank, flashlight and radio, four blankets, two tube tents, first aid kits, food for two people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables. We're a solar power company here in Reading. And I had followed Free Fire Radio when they were on another station, and they discontinued it. It took me a couple of months to find out where Carl and Linda were. That was a little over 2 years ago, and I got involved supporting the station with advertising. Not so much that I expected to get a bunch of business out of it, but I really supported what the station was doing as a community station and what they believed in, not just politically, but faith and morals and all those kind of things. Surprise, surprise, after 2 years, we have been very successful at business being created by the station, and we continue now as one of our major advertising points because it works, and we're really happy with that. Again, I'm Dennis Patterson, West Coast Sustainables. Dennis at solarpowerissmart.com.
This is Edk Blue at KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to listen to our show, Bold Truth with Edk Blue and Wampus, on Fridays from 10 to 11 a.m., where we explore and expose what is and what isn't the bold truth.
Please join us on our quest for the truth. It will change the way you think and what you believe.
The Bold Truth, Fridays on KCNR 1460 AM.
Yeah, welcome back.
Can't we all just get along?
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Carl on the bot. Linda's declared her independence today, 7:13 in the morning. Hey, you know, I want to talk a little bit about this before we bring on Patrick Jones. I'm sure he'll have a couple comments. You know, on this day in 1776, we declared our independence. And today we celebrate those ardent revolutionaries who risked it all to break from an oppressive government, to declare their independence and to build a new nation 236 years ago. Today was the, you know, and is it a perfect nation? No. Is there arguments? Is it messy? Is it all those things that a truly independent democratic nation has? Yes, it is. On the other hand, it was the best nation in the world, the greatest nation in the world. I think it still is. I think we have pains. I think we have things we have to change. I think we need to have a way that we can pull together and talk about things that talk about those topics and issues that affect us without trying to destroy the other person. I don't know how that's going to happen, but I truly believe it needs to start at the grassroots. I believe it needs to start here with our and the politicians and the elections here at the city level, then at the county level, then at the assembly and state level, and then finally to the national level. Maybe I'm a Pollyanna. Maybe I just am, you know, too much of an optimist, but I really believe that we can have that. I really believe our country can do this. I don't believe in what I don't agree, nor do I believe in many of the things that President Obama does. But if he was sitting in the same chair that Patrick Jones is right here today, he would be treated like everybody else that comes in on this station. He would be treated civilly. He'd be allowed to say what he believes and why he does some of these things. And I would ask him the same questions I would anybody else in a civil manner. At the end of it, I would shake his hand and say, you know, gosh, it's great meeting you, Mr. President, because he is the President of the United States, even though I disagree with so much of the stuff he does. I disagree with his politics, his economic plans, his what he's doing to the military, everything. But he is the President of the United States. And as such is probably the most powerful man in the world. That's one of the things that is, you know, about our nation is that we can continue to make changes every 2 or 4 years. And we do it peacefully, unlike many other nations in this world. Anyway, 236 years ago today, the Declaration of Independence. Hooray for America. And tonight, get down there, going to fireworks at Reading Civic Auditorium. I think people start getting down there around 5 o'clock, if not earlier. It's going to be on public radio station, KFPR, 88.9. If you want to listen to the music. And this thing costs like about $90,000 at the McConnell Foundation.
That is true.
Okay. Patrick Jones.
Carl,
good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. Thanks for...
Well, happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July. Thanks for having me on the 4th of July. Out of all the days of the year, this is a very special day. It means a lot to me. I think most of us are very patriotic in our...
Patrick Henry Jones? Okay,
yeah,
come on.
Can you imagine?
I know. People have said, give me liberty, give me death. And, you know, they... you look at the record search, let me know which side they are on.
Well, it's a great day, and I appreciate being here, Carl. Thank you.
Well, you know what? It's a great day. We can't forget, you know, all these things are going on that, you know, about our military out there on the walls today, you know, standing between us and harm's way. And I know how you feel about veterans, and the fact is that it is a great day. But you've got some things you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, Carl. You know, recently I had a chat with the newspaper, and I've been obviously disappointed with the newspaper. And in fact, yesterday Jenny Esparto called me and wanted an interview on my tax sharing idea that we have a consensus from the Reading City Council. And I told her I wasn't going to give her an interview, that I no longer trusted the paper. And this has been brewing for quite some time. But I still need to get this information out, and that's why I'm here today. That I doubt I'll be talking to the paper any longer. They have lost my trust, and I think that's very unfortunate. But there are other ways to get our information out, and that's why I'm here, and I appreciate it.
Well, as Silas Lyon said, is that he listens to our show in the morning to find out what's going on.
Well,
so,
he may need to do that. He may need to do that a lot more. But why I'm here, Carl, and why it's why I thought today would be a great day is that obviously this last election with Measure A and B, we had a lot of bitterness surrounding that, and it's time to move forward. And so I have created a tax sharing agreement. I've studied the issue. I've studied tax sharing agreements up and down the state of California, and I've created a plan that has been essentially approved at council. Now, we will truly take a vote on that and ratify that July 17th this month, but I have a consensus to move forward to discuss the idea. This tax sharing agreement is in the Oasis Road specific area, so it's not for the entire city, but it's one part of our city. And I think that's very important when you look at a tax sharing agreement, that it needs to be in a specific area. All of them do, and this one will as well. This has to do with a level of participation, not only from the cities, so I'm offering this to the city of Shasta Lake, Anderson, and Shasta County to participate in infrastructure, and then from that level of participation, they will be able to have revenue coming back in the form of sales tax.
So they help build the whatever's happening?
Correct.
And then everybody shares it on the tax. Now, would you do that if Anderson was building a, say, that, you know, not Knighton Road, but you go down another,
it's
3 miles?
It's very important to understand why do you need to do a tax sharing agreement. Why? You know, in essence, today, we already have a tax sharing agreement with the city of Reading and the county. So everything that sells on the inside of the city limits, the county gets a portion of that to help pay for some of their functions, mental health and the jail and so forth. So what we're doing here is we're saying we're going to control growth to a specific area where we have infrastructure. I think that's very important. Instead of allowing urban sprawl to go in all directions, and keep in mind, City of Reading is already 63 square miles, we're going to say we're going to control this growth in an area where we have the infrastructure. And in doing so, we're going to give the county and the other cities an opportunity to prosper in this as well. This can be a groundbreaking tax sharing agreement. There is none other like it in the state of California today. It's based on a level of participation. So the county, for example, could agree to it, and if funding is not available, they don't simply participate. They don't get any revenue back. However, if they do continue to participate, or different years they participate at different levels, revenue will come in. If they're able to acquire a bond or a grant, for example, that would be put into their allocation, and they would have a revenue stream coming in, which they could use any way they want. And that's what the county and some of the other cities really need, including the city of Reading. We need cash flow. We need revenue coming in. I think this is a great opportunity, and we will be discussing this plan and getting the details of the plan over the next couple months.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Our guest is Reading City Councilman Patrick Jones, who's talking about his tax revenue sharing plan. He's already explained it to the city council. They are in consensus over it, and then they're going to be coming out with the facts here in the next couple months how not only just the county, but our surrounding cities to Reading can also participate in this, and everybody can share in the profits from this. All right, we'll be right back.
The Crown Motors 4th of July tent sale going on now through July 8th. Save hundreds on new Ford, Dodge, Honda, Lincoln, and Nissan cars and trucks. Plus hundreds of money-saving discounts on clean, high-quality used vehicles. Look for the tents. Stop by today and drive home the car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for. Celebrate your independence when you hit the open road in your new vehicle. The Crown Motors 4th of July tent sale is going on now through July 8th. Don't miss it.
Rock and Roll Bingo is one of the coolest new features at Wind River Casino. It's not your ordinary bingo.
Rock and Roll Bingo.
On Friday, July 13th, be ready for a game full of excitement, music, light, and fun. Over $7,500 in cash and prizes will go. 20 games pay $250. Hands-free electronic $25. Paper is only $10. Be part of the fun and games and play Rock and Roll Bingo to win cash and prizes on Friday, July 13th. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or log on to windriver.com and check out our bingo calendar. It's better on the river. Slot tournaments are fun. Give it a try and play in our weekly slot tournaments here at Wind River Casino. The simple slot tournament strategy is to play fast, stay focused, and have fun. Tournaments are Wednesdays at noon and Fridays at 6 p.m. Every third Wednesday, $250 cash is added to the prize pool. Every third Friday, $500 cash is added to the prize pool. Plus, $500 free slot play for all and prize drawings. Walk away a winner. For details, call 1-800-280-UN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley are great Americans. They are absolutely great Americans. Veterans get discounts. They support our community in so many different ways. Espresso Joe's with coffee and cold drinks. Finest walk-in humidor in the state. And they believe in this country, and they believe in this city. Joe and Shelley, the owners of Tobacco and Brew. I mean, you know, Patrick Jones knows this.
I do.
And, I mean, they're just great Americans, and they care about our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Tobacco and Brew. Okay, Patrick Henry Jones. Okay, what, you know, shouldn't the paper, I'm going to go back to the paper for a second. Shouldn't the paper come at you just as hard, because you're a politician, you know politics are rough. Shouldn't they come at you just as hard as they can? As all politicians, they just come at you as hard as they can?
Absolutely, and we want things to be based around the issues, and we want those tough questions. I look forward to them. There is no question that anyone should shy away from. And they should be the toughest questions out there because we're spending the public's money, your hard-earned tax dollars. And so that absolutely is true and very fair. But when you take sides, whether it's a ballot measure or on a particular candidate, and you influence the outcome of that election, one would wonder, you know, if that's the appropriate way to do it. And I believe a better way is to put the information out and let the public decide for a change. Put the information out fair and openly. And I've worked hard at that, and I can't tell you how disappointed I am in the paper. I've worked in the past with Scott Mobley over the years, and Scott did an excellent job. And I miss that. I miss that with Scott. And this paper must do better. They owe it to the people. And we're going to have to find a different way, I think, if the paper is unwilling to put both sides out fairly and openly and honestly. Maybe we need a different way to get information out.
You know, once you take sides, I don't care where it is, which level, once you take sides, anything after that is suspect. I mean, even as fair as you possibly can make it, once you take sides, and that's just the way it is. Once you endorse a candidate, then that becomes your candidate, and anything after that. Anyway, okay, the tax sharing plan. So when should we hear something about this?
Well, we'll discuss this council meeting, July 17th, the next council meeting that we have, and the council will take a vote on that, and then we will move it over to the county, and we have a tax sharing committee, if you will. Our mayor and our vice mayor is serving on that, and then they will start discussing this plan if it's approved on the 17th. I think this is a great opportunity. This is a definite plan with a specific area, goals, and ability for all to create revenue for themselves where there was none. And the city has a big role to play in this. And so I'm very excited about it.
Have you talked to this? Has anybody talked to the county about this at all? I mean, yes. This has been tried before, and it's always failed. Isn't that true?
It absolutely has. This is the third time such a discussion has come up. But at no time in the past have I seen that a tax sharing agreement is fair for all based on a level of participation. There was always winners and losers, and we can't have that. That's why it took over 6 months to create this tax sharing plan. It must be done on a level of participation so no one gets hurt and everyone prevails based on their level of participation. That's the way a good agreement should be. This agreement, I believe, could be a model throughout the state, maybe the country.
Okay. Patrick Henry Jones, 4th of July. What's 4th of July mean to you, Patrick?
Well, I tell you, we live in the greatest country in the world, and I never forget that. What I do here at the city and the opportunities that I have, the privilege of serving, you just simply don't forget that we live in a free country. And while our rights are under attack every day, it's important. Our founding fathers fought for those rights. I'm fighting for those rights today. I know you are as well. And when you live in the greatest country in the world, you take that seriously, and you don't forget about the people that laid their lives down so that we could be here today. And, you know, it's a great privilege to even speak today on the 4th of July.
Being able to speak over, you know, free America here And that's great. And that's because of what's happened in the past. Anyway, Patrick Henry Jones.
Thank you, Carl.
Happy 4th of July there, my friend. Oh, and a big shout out to Tanya. We're going to be right back after the news. We got Marine Corps League here talking about a couple of things that's good for the 4th of July. We'll be right back, you Yankee Doodles.
From the Fox Business Network, Delta Airlines has become the first U.S. airline to partner with a top-ranked soccer team in the English Premier League. Delta signing a two-year sponsorship deal with London's Chelsea Football Club, just recently crowned European champions. Chelsea's jerseys will continue to be sponsored by Samsung, and Delta will be the official airline sponsor. Coca-Cola is upping its bet on India after investing $2 billion there in 2011. The world's largest beverage maker plans to invest another $3 billion over the next 8 years as it looks to boost its stake in the rapidly growing market. Coke reported a 20% sales volume increase in India for the first 3 months of the year. And talk about supersized, McDonald's will open its largest restaurant in the world for the London Olympics, but the megastructure is only temporary. Coming in at 32,000 square feet, it can hold 1,500 diners. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Dennis Neal.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's the Crown Motors 4th of July tent sale. Going on now. Through July 8th, save hundreds on new Ford, Dodge, Honda, Lincoln, and Nissan cars and trucks. Plus hundreds of money-saving discounts on clean, high-quality used vehicles. Look for the tents. Stop by today and drive home the car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for. Celebrate your independence when you hit the open road in your new vehicle. The Crown Motors 4th of July tent sale is going on now through July 8th. Don't miss it.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945. For the North State's only comprehensive vein center, request MD Imaging.
Hello, Shasta County. This is a time of unusual economic turmoil. Gold prices skyrocketing, oil is up, then down. The European debt crisis is on the news every day. And in the middle of this, you have to decide what to do with your single largest investment, your home. This is no time for learning on the job. For a new level of expertise in real estate, call Sheldon Largent Realty for the help you need. Only experienced agents, no learning on the job at your expense. So call Sheldon Largent Realty today at 282-1771.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, and it's the 4th of July. We got that Marine Corps hymn playing there. 7:35 in the morning. 530-605-4567 is our phone lines here. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Happy Independence Day, my friends. I hope everybody out there is a Yankee Doodle Dandy. I have a hero here. I mean, he won't say that, but Mike Gutierrez of the Marine Corps League. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Colonel. Thank you for having me on your program this morning.
Well, you know, I tell you what, it's an honor to have you here. And Mike is a former Marine, and he's come here to talk about something that they're building right here in our town. Mike, tell our listeners about what you have, what you want to do here.
Well, sir, our local detachment of the Marine Corps League, which is a national organization founded for Marines by Marines to aid Marines and also to support the local community. Our local detachment came up with the idea of giving back to the city of Redding in a big way. And so we came up with the idea of building at Lake Redding Park a gazebo, an outdoor bandstand, to take the place of one that existed there, I think, at the turn of the last century. Anyway, this gazebo would be administered by the city of Redding, of course, and it would be available to the public for events such as weddings, concerts, craft shows, whatever. Anyway, we've been raising funds for this structure and have been very successful, although we still have a way to go. Money's a little tight during the local economy, but we have been successful in getting some very sizable donations from local organizations and businesses. We're having a planning
meeting. And this is being built without any cost to the taxpayers at all.
Yes,
sir.
This
is being brought in under donations and people donating time, and it was designed by
a local architecture firm, Nichols, Melberg, and Rosetto.
Yeah. Les Melberg, who's probably one of the more well-known people around here in town. And they did this, and they did the design for it. Right?
Yes, sir.
And it's a beautiful design. You've got a really great artist rendition right here. Okay. So you're going to have a meeting then, meeting?
A week from today, Ken Niemer at the Community Services Department of the City of Redding has called a meeting for suppliers, manufacturers, contractors, anybody who would like to participate in this program is welcome to attend and to see and to hear what we have planned and how they can contribute to this effort. As I said, we've been successful in raising funds. We still have a way to go. We're hoping to get some grants written that would bring in additional funds. And we certainly want to show our appreciation to the city of Redding. As you know, the city, the local area, has quite a bit to brag about. The Three Shastas, the Sundial Bridge, the Cascade Theater. We'd just like to contribute a little bit more. And a lot of people have been very enthusiastic about this structure. In particular, Frank Strazzarino at the Chamber of Commerce.
Frank's an enthusiastic kind of guy. It's good to have him on there. It is. It's a beautiful structure, and it doesn't cost the taxpayers anything, and this is being done by donations and your all's good work from the Marine Corps League and the Shasta Marines here. I think it's a great idea, and it can be used for a lot of different events down there in the park. I think that it's something that we can all get behind, and so we will get behind that. It's going to cost, a total of $250?
We're still determining that, Colonel. We were a little bit premature in our fundraising, got started early, and we're in the process right now of doing a cost analysis based on the cost of local current market prices of materials. We expect it might be somewhere in the range of $40,000 to $50,000, but
$40,000 to $50,000.
An estimate at this point.
Well, that's pretty reasonable.
I thought
it was $250,000. I thought that's going to be a little tough to get in that one. But $40,000 or $50,000, we spend that much on beer on a Memorial weekend out there at the lake. What we ought to do is, in fact, Bad Bob's out there with the Coast Guard Auxiliary ought to be out there collecting money from everybody that's at Slaughter Island. You'd have that money in a day. So, okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. Our guest is Mike Gutierrez from the Marine Corps League. We're talking about the gazebo. gazebo they want to build downtown and how they're having their first meeting, or one of their first public meetings, will be a week from today at 4:30 down at the park at the location there. And that you're inviting the public, is that it?
Well, the public, of course, is welcome to attend, but more so any technical people, contractors, builders, carpenters, electricians, plumbers.
That want to participate in
this. Yes, sir.
So you want the construction trades down
there. The construction trade is exactly right, sir, yes.
All right, super. Okay, Carl and Linda Bott. Linda declared her independence today, and we'll be right back on this July 4th. Hope everybody's having a great day, and I hope that everybody's taking that time to think about why, you know, what the 4th of July is and why we should be celebrating it. We'll be right back.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife, Kathy, and I would like to remind all of our customers about the ethanol-free 93 for all the weed eaters and lawnmowers. We have more new propane bottles from little 2.5 gallon for camping to forklift tanks to lots of 5 gallon barbecue bottles. We have bulk oil, and we can fill your containers with hydraulic, motor oil, bar oil, and lots of synthetic oils and greases. If you're thinking about heaters for next winter, give Johnny a call for a free quote on a Toyo Tomy or kerosene heater, and we also have propane and natural gas heaters. With everybody headed to the lake, stop by and fill up with that high-octane race fuel for jet skis, motorcycles, and boats. Northern Lights Energy, open Saturday till 3:30, Redding, Corning, and Weaverville, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Dandelion is not just a great selection of fun and classic clothing, it's that and more. Jewelry, handbags, hats, scarves, sunglasses, whatever you may need. The ladies at Dandelion will help you find the right outfit with the perfect accessories to complete your look. Dandelion, friendly one-on-one service. Always look your best. Shop the latest styles with the finest name brands. And when you're in Dandelion, check out their home decor, new perfumes, and body fragrances. Dandelion, conveniently located at 1332 Market Street in the Sherman Square building.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Who more than self?
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Lots of patriotic songs today. 4th of July, Independence Day. 7:45 in the morning, 70 degrees out there. It's going to be up 99 today. I'm sure it'll be well over 100 in some areas around here. Hey, this portion it's because I'm talking about Alliance Heating and Air. A lady came by yesterday, you know, because, you know, it's really hot weather, so you want to get your air conditioning system checked out. Well, Robbie came by yesterday, and as Linda says, the rock star of heating and air. from Alliance. They believe in coming, you know, they believe in their service they provide to their customers. And I tell you what, he did a great job. He went home, you know, this has to happen. Now we clean this out. We need this. He had a little Freon. Boom. Temperature dropped in the other side of the house by 10 degrees. The other one was, and it matched the other side. Now he had it balanced out. What can I say about Alliance Heating and Air? Local, they do a great job. Air conditioning tune-ups, which is what Robbie was doing yesterday, and did a great job. It's going to extend the life of your air comfort system. Extend the life. That means, and if you're looking at them at $10,000 to $12,000 a system, you want to get it fixed. You want it to happen right. They've got places in, of course, Redding, Anderson, and Red Bluff. But if you go to their website, homecomfort.org, you can get all the information. It's a great website. Or give them a call at 221-6242. I can't say enough about these guys. They are professional. They're quick to get there. They guarantee their work, and they stand behind it. What else can you want from an HVAC? I mean, really, Alliance Heating and Air. Okay, Mike Gutierrez is our guest from the Marine Corps League. We're talking about building that gazebo down in the park at which park is it? Oh, Lake Redding.
Yes, sir. That's a computer-generated photograph that was put together by the architects, and that's the actual site alongside the river where it will be built.
It's, you know what, it's absolutely beautiful.
It is.
Okay, so the meeting next week, it's going to be July 11th at 4:30 down at the Lake Redding Picnic Pavilion down there. Yes, and it's going to be, you're looking for those construction guys and girls that can come down there and donate some time. We're looking also to raise some money, $40,000 or $50,000 to put it there. And it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful remembrance and it's going to be something that people can use for decades.
Yes, sir. And in fact, our plan is also to give recognition at the gazebo to all the military branches. In some way, we will have
There'll be plaques and things like this.
We're still working out the details. There are still a lot of nuts and bolts that need to be put together, but we expect or we hope to give recognition to each of the services.
Okay. Now, who do people get a hold of?
Well, sir, any donations that the public would like to make can be deposited or taken directly to any North Valley Bank branch. They are authorized to receive donations on our behalf, and we certainly
like North Valley Bank too.
Yeah, they. Yeah. We encourage the public that would like to support this effort to get their donations into North Valley Bank.
Great, and that would be for the Lake Redding Picnic Pavilion.
Yes, sir.
Or not Picnic Pavilion. It would be your Lake Redding Park gazebo.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, you've got something else.
Yes, sir. As you can see from my name tag here, I belong to two organizations besides the Marine Corps League, which, as I said, is a national organization. I also belong to the Shasta Marines, which is a local group of Marines. It's a social club, if you will. We meet once a month, have lunch together, reminisce about the old days. And our primary objective is to host the annual Marine Corps birthday, which takes place, as you know, on November 10th. And we're working on putting together a very exciting program this year featuring a very great guest speaker named Dave Carey. He's a retired Navy captain, served as a fighter pilot during the Vietnam War, was shot down over North Vietnam and incarcerated in the infamous Hanoi Hilton.
Five and a half years.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
He gives presentations throughout the country. His list of credentials is included there in that handout I gave you. And through the services of our chaplain, Father Lester Westling, who was instrumental in getting Captain Carey to come to Redding at no cost to our organization.
Wow.
He has waived his speaker's fees and will be giving Chaplain Westling says is a very inspirational talk.
He's an internationally known speaker, and
yes,
he is a motivational speaker, consultant, and coach. I've talked to several of the POWs from that era, mm-hmm. and they all are. It's all striking about what an optimistic group they are, and how what a strong they believe in the triumph. Or the strength of your soul and the strength of your character, how it can overcome all types of adversity. And, you know, and they're all just walking, talking, living examples of that. That sometimes you look at people that quit, that they let themselves be overcome by drugs or, financial problems who knows what else it is. Let some souls be dragged down. When indeed your soul and your character can overcome these things. And this gentleman right here is a perfect example of that. And he's going to be the guest speaker November 10th at the Marine Corps Ball.
Yes, sir.
Now, can anybody go to the Marine Corps Ball?
Yes, sir. We are an equal opportunity organization. Of course, the majority of our guests that evening are Marines.
Are Marines.
Active duty and retired. But we welcome one and all. We've had representatives from the various services there as well. And we will have some publicity coming out on this event.
We'll have lots of publicity on that. We'll be pushing this thing. It's a great party. Everybody dresses up. We have a super dinner. We're going to have a great speaker. Hey, Mike, and we'll talk more about that. Again, next Wednesday at Lake Redding Picnic Pavilion will be the meeting for all the anybody that would like to help work on the gazebo here.
Yes.
The number of people are involved in this, and we'll talk about it more, you know, before we get there. Hey, Mike, right here in the last minute, what's 4th of July mean to you?
Well, sir, the 4th of July to me is a reminder that this nation, this great nation, was founded through the efforts and sacrifices of a lot of good men and women. They laid down their lives, their fortunes, their sacred honor to establish this country. And we all owe a debt to them and to all the others who have followed them in protecting, defending, representing our country.
Mike Gutierrez, Marine. Thank you very much, and happy Independence Day, and Semper Fi there, Marine.
Semper Fi, Colonel. Thanks for having me.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Happy Independence Day, you guys, you Yankee Doodles out there.
Saturday evening, the Cascade Theater will rock with the annual Women's Refuge Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style. Local stars once again take to the dance floor with local professionals to win your hearts and your votes. This year's stars include Sarah Dickerson, Baron Mutford, Aaron Murphy, The Address Real Estate, Beck Riley, Sierra Pacific Industries, Krista Camp, Wind River Casino, Chris Gomez, KRCR News Channel 7, and Steve Main, Anderson New Technology. Tickets are on sale now at the Cascade Theater box office or at cascadetheater.org. For more information, contact Chrissy Hansen at 244-0118, extension 202. Join the fun this Saturday evening in support of the Women's Refuge for an evening of great entertainment. Sponsors include Sierra Pacific Industries, Bar in Mudford, The Address Real Estate, Glam Squad, Shasta Family YMCA, Ceramy and Browning Construction, Mallory's Flowers, Record Searchlight, KRCR News Channel 7, Wind River Casino, Free Fire Media, Tuxedo Den, Redding Radio, Enjoy Magazine, Mike Burke Photography, Results Radio, and Redding Rancheria.
It's the Crown Motors 4th of July tent sale going on now through July 8th. Save hundreds on new Ford, Dodge, Honda, Lincoln, and Nissan cars and trucks. Plus hundreds of money-saving discounts on clean, high-quality used vehicles. Look for the tents. Stop by today and drive home the car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for. Celebrate your independence when you hit the open road in your new vehicle. The Crown Motors 4th of July tent sale is going on now through July 8th. Don't miss it.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free. And the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
A feeling comes a stealing, and it sets my brain a reeling when I'm listening to the music of a military band. Any tune like Yankee Doodle simply sets me off my noodle. It's that patriotic something that no one can understand.
Where'd that country go? Okay, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. That's not true. I know where that country is. We're standing in that country, Bad Bob. We're standing in that. No,
when I listen to the news,
you can't give up. You can't give up. Then they win. Then they win. They beat you down. They beat you down and say, "Oh, I'm just going to roll over on my back and pee on myself." You know what? You can't do that. You do what happened 236 years ago. They did. They say that if we have to, we'll risk it. But we're going to break from an oppressive government. And I don't mean with guns or bombs. You break from an oppressive government by voting it out, by making this country the way it should be, the way it was. And you go, the way it was terrible. It was terrible. It was a great nation. Nobody's perfect. We continue to move forward, but we can't give up, Bad Bob. Let's go to the phones here. Somebody's called, 4th of July.
Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, somebody who declared her independence this morning.
No, I have been out and about in the Reading area this morning, and I just want to say
yes
that I have not seen but one person flying their flag.
Oh, my gosh.
And I am here to please put a call out that if there was ever a time for you to go into your attic, into your garage, wherever you store that flag, it is the 4th of July. It is the symbol of our nation. Please fly your flag today. There was an old guy who, looked like he maybe was a Korean War veteran, age guy, had a flagpole in front of his house. I was driving by, I rolled my window down, and I said, "Thank you, sir, for flying your flag." He goes, "Absolutely," in the midst of putting, trying to, fly it up on the rope that pulls it up.
Yeah.
So I'm amazed. People forget, remember how patriotic we became after 9/11. Well, if there's ever a time for us to become patriotic and do it, it is now. So, happy 4th of July, everybody. I am out there on the street. I'm interviewing. I'm talking to people. Carl makes a joke that I'm in bed. No, I'm not.
No, I know. And I said you declared your independence from me today.
I tell everybody, it is the 4th of July. I know it's weird. It feels like it's just, it's almost like it's not here. Like it's next week or it's tomorrow or it's Friday. But it is today, and let's embrace symbolism.
Hey, Sungold's got her flag out, just to let you know. Our people on there today are being, people are patriotic. Sometimes they just need to stand up and say, you know what, I love this country. I will not let this country, I will not let what's happening get me down. I will continue to work and strive to make this, to keep this the greatest country in the world, the greatest nation in the world. So there.
Oh, wonderful. That's all I wanted to say. Go
so where are you now? Wait a minute. Where are you? Wait a minute. Where are you now? I know you're out.
However you display it. Doesn't even matter if it's in your car or on your body. Just, it's nice to drive down the street and see a flag in front of somebody's house. And we don't have one on our street except for ours.
Well, I'm sure later on when people get up, they'll put their flags out. Hey, you are really fired up today. Where are you at now? I know you're not at home, so where are you out now driving around
Then they can go out at lunchtime, and they can buy a flag, and then they can fly it and just say, you know what, this is part of my, this is part of my.
We got 20 seconds.
You know.
20 seconds.
That's it.
Okay. You don't. You didn't listen. You didn't listen to my question. It's just like if you were here.
What?
I love you. Happy Independence Day.
Guys, have a great show. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so I won't mention that she was laying in bed. She was up and running.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. No fewer than 36 fires are burning in 9 western states. Fighting them cost 4 men their lives last weekend when their plane crashed flying an Air National Guard mission over South Dakota. Military air missions resumed yesterday. The biggest fire, the one around Colorado Springs. Brenda Stewart of Fox Radio Station KOA has more live from Denver.
Ron, the fire is now fully contained within the city of Colorado Springs, but it continues burning in the nearby mountain areas. Crews hope to have it fully contained by Sunday. All fireworks shows are canceled. Fire Chief Rich Brown is also urging people to use common sense to avoid another destructive fire.
You see people drive by flipping cigarette butts out the window. Please, folks, it's never okay to do that, but right now it's almost unconscionable.
The risk of more fires expected to ease a bit this weekend with heavy rains in the forecast, but a flash flood watch for the burn area goes into effect at noon today, Ron.
Brenda, back from a few days of R&R at Camp David, President Obama is speaking at a White House naturalization ceremony for some active members of the U.S. military right now.
Calloused hand by calloused hand. Immigrants took up arms to preserve our union, to defeat fascism, and to win a Cold War.
25 members of the military were given the oath of naturalization before the president's speech. For Mitt Romney and his family, a parade in Wolfboro, New Hampshire, near the family estate. When are the lights coming back on? Fox News Radio's Eben Brown is live.
Ron, there are still a million power customers in the Mid-Atlantic and even the Midwest who have been going without electric service since a swath of storms swiped these states on Friday.
I keep hoping that they're, you know, they'll show up any minute and we'll be back in business, but, you know, right now, no sign.
He's in Maryland. It means people are sitting through record heat in much of these affected areas. Temperatures have been north of 100 degrees, Ron.
Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
I am the new way to work. I'm the guy who's sitting outside the cafe sipping a latte getting work done while you wonder, what kind of guy gets to work in the sunshine instead of an office? This kind of guy. And just so you know, I do have an office. I just choose not to be chained to it. It's a Regis office in one of the coolest buildings with one of the most prestigious addresses in the city. And here's what makes my Regis office different from yours. I don't have a lease. That means I don't have to spend my cash on stuff like phones and IT guys and paper towels for the bathroom. Instead, I pay one low monthly rate that gives me what the cafe doesn't. Like a gorgeous lobby that makes my clients ooh and ah, and a friendly receptionist who can charm even the grumpiest visitor with her smile. But that's not why I go there. I go there to meet my fellow new way to workers. We talk, we solve problems, and then we laugh about all the poor suckers who go to offices out of necessity as opposed to choice. I am the new way to work, and I'd like you to join me. Start now and get 2 months free at Regis.com/radio or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
New violence this morning in Syria, where rebellion activists claim at least 17 people died, including 6 children.
We are now learning that an Al-Qaeda-inspired group has a lot more involvement in this than previously thought, and it certainly complicates the U.S. and its allies' narrative that Assad is bad and that the rebels are good. Right now we're hearing from the Al-Nusra Front, which has been responsible for a number of car bombings, that they are looking to avenge the latest attacks by Syrian troops on Syrian civilians.
Fox's Leland Vittert monitoring from Jerusalem. Scientists working in Switzerland think they may have discovered the Higgs boson, the tiny particle that they regard as a building block for the shaping of all matter in the universe.
Everybody is also excited about the prospects this discovery opens for us, for the field, and for physics in general.
Rolf Hoyer from the European Center for Nuclear Research. Physicists say the discovery requires more research, though, to confirm it. What's a more appropriate place to spend the 4th of July than somewhere near the Washington Monument?
Washington has been ringing in the 4th of July the same way for 3 decades. Fireworks lighting up the sky above D.C.'s most famous monument. A Capitol 4th attracting tens of thousands of spectators to the National Mall. Tonight's concert featuring military bands, Kool & the Gang, Matthew Broderick, and hosted by Tom Bergeron. The night ending, as it does every year, a spectacular display of fireworks choreographed to Tchaikovsky's 1812 Overture. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
Three well-to-do families are donating $1 million and campaigning for more donations from other wealthy donors. They want to help families of military veterans of the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, saying they've already paid a big price and it shouldn't get any higher. I'm Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and the Bot. 8:05 in the morning. Independence Day, July 4th. You're saying, why are you working today? Because you know what? This day is so special. Because this is the day we declared our independence 236 years ago from an oppressive government. And you know what? We got to just keep fighting. We just got to keep our eye on the ball there. We have to keep pushing because your rights can be taken away from you in a minute, my friends. That's why on the 4th of July it's important that we think about how we got here. Think about this day. Think about, you know, what we can do to continue to be free. And we have, you know, and our guests today are kind of indicative of all that. But first, you know, when Linda called just a few minutes ago, she said, darling, I'm just really appalled there's not a lot of flags, you know, around the neighborhoods. Honey, come on downtown to Market Street. There are flags everywhere you're looking out here in front of the studio.
Isn't that a great sight?
It's a great sight. It's around the studio. It's down the street. It's great. It's the American flags.
Don't the Boy Scouts put those up or something?
I believe so.
Yeah.
And they come through here. But this, you know what? It's around. And everybody, I also encourage, if you've got a flag at your house, put it up. If it's a small flag, put it up.
I got to put the mount on the side of the house and do it, yeah.
Yeah, just put it up. Just tie it to your Jeep and put it out front. You know what? You can do it that way. That counts, too. You know, and our guest today have been, we had Patrick Henry Jones here declaring his independence and talking about the tax sharing plan early this morning. And then, of course, we have the Marine Corps League. Who's a better guest to have on Independence Day than the Marines in the Marine Corps League? Talking about how they want to build this gazebo at no cost to the taxpayers down in Lake Redding Park. And then we're following this up with a friend of ours who is a writer for the Record Search Site, but also an accomplished author. He is tell me if I'm pronouncing this right, an Epicurean? Somebody that's food that you write about the best places and not the best places to eat here in Redding. And you know, you were with the Fortune 500 magazine. Am I close?
Forbes magazine.
Forbes magazine. Please. Forbes magazine, sorry. And it just has and writes of a real, real, you know, just a topical but a really interesting opinion piece and articles in the Record Searchlight on Saturdays. Mark Beecham.
Thank you, Carl. Happy 4th of July.
Oh, you know what? Happy 4th
thanks
of
for
July.
Having, thank you for having me on the 4th of July.
Well, you know what? You know, a lot of people are home today. So what do? You know, before, you know, they listen to us on back and forth to work, but they can't listen to us at work. So today they're here with us all day. So, but we're happy to have you here. And you have, you've got just something right there that you're showing me. And it's the founder.
Yeah. Well, it's a book I picked up at Monticello, actually, when I lived back on the East Coast maybe 10 years ago now. It's called The Founder's Almanac, a practical guide to the notable events, greatest leaders, and most eloquent words of the American founding. And I just want to quote from my second favorite passage of the Declaration of Independence, after all men are created equal and
okay,
life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It's about halfway through the Declaration. It reads, he's talking about the English king, Jefferson. He has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance.
Oh, my gosh.
Sound familiar?
Sounds very familiar.
Case closed.
And you know what?
And I think we should remember this on the 4th of July, that particular line.
I think so, too. And we're going to repeat that. We're going to repeat that line again. We're going to take a quick break right here. My guest is Mark Beecham, and what a way to start off the show. People that put it, I want to read it again when we come back, because I think that needs for a discussion. We'll be right back.
like a plastic bag, drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in?
It's not how many hours we put in, it's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients, it's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
You look frustrated. What's wrong?
I can't find a dress for my daughter for her graduation.
Have you been to Susie's?
Susie's?
Susie's has great party dresses, and they register your dress so...
Well, you're not going to see someone else wearing the same dress.
Well, what if they don't have the right size or color?
Susie's can do anything, even special order sizes 0 to 24 and tons of colors.
Perfect. I have got to get to Susie's right now.
Wait for me.
Susie's, 1796 Turn Creek Road in the Shasta Center next to Palm Beach Tan.
This Saturday evening, the Cascade Theater will rock with the annual Women's Refuge Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style. Local stars once again take to the dance floor with local professionals to win your hearts and your votes. This year's stars include Sarah Dickerson, Barron Mudford, Aaron Murphy, The Address Real Estate, Beck Riley, Sierra Pacific Industries, Krista Camp, Wind River Casino, Chris Gomez, KRCR News Channel 7, and Steve Main, Anderson New Technology. Tickets are on sale now at the Cascade Theater box office or at cascadetheater.org. For more information, contact Chrissy Hansen at 244-0118, extension 202. Join the fun this Saturday evening in support of the Women's Refuge for an evening of great entertainment. Sponsors include Sierra Pacific Industries, Bar in Mudford, The Address Real Estate, Glam Squad, Shasta Family YMCA, Ceramy and Browning Construction, Mallory's Flowers, Record Searchlight, KRCR News Channel 7, Wind River Casino, Free Fire Media, Tuxedo Den, Reading Radio, Enjoy Magazine, Mike Burke Photography, Results Radio, and Reading Rancheria.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialist in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Over hill, over dale, we will hit the dusty trail, and those caissons go rolling along. Powder marks right about, hear those wagon soldiers shout, while those caissons go rolling along.
And it's high, high, he in the field artillery.
Okay. The original version.
The original version. All right. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. 8:13 in the morning, July 4th, if you can't tell that. It's 74 degrees out there. Today, it's going to get up to 99. Weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, and it is cooler up in Anselmo Vineyards because it's up toward Shingletown. Give them a call, 474-5546. Pizza nights tomorrow night. You know they have, of course, delicious food of all different kinds. And then this weekend with music on both Friday and Saturday nights. You know, they do horseback rides up there now for a half hour, hour and a half, and 2 hours.
They have pizza up there now? Pizza nights?
I tell you, Thursday night, it's all handmade in that brick oven, and it's wood-fired, and it's absolutely outstanding.
I didn't know
you
that.
Need to try that.
Okay.
And they have beer up there now, if you want a beer. But, of course, they're award-winning wines. But, yeah, their pizza nights are great. Yeah, John Stadelli, and between John and R.C. and Somo, because some of these are his recipes, because he, you know, growing up in back in New York. So, anyway, 474-5546 in Somo Vineyards. Our guest, Mark Beecham, today. I want you to read that passage one more time, Mark, because I think everybody needs to listen to it. And this is from the Declaration of Independence that was written 236 years ago.
Signed on July 4th, 1776. And this is my second favorite passage after "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." My second favorite passage in the Declaration is, "He has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance."
Okay, now Jefferson was writing this about King George.
Correct.
And but yet you could say it today about our government. I mean, how many czars are there? I mean, what, 25, 30, 40, 50? I don't think anybody really knows. And then how government has grown under our current president.
Well, not just our current president, but no. I mean under previous Republican and Democratic presidents.
That's true. That's true. The government continues to grow. No matter what they say about shrinking government, it keeps getting bigger.
It never happens.
It never happens.
It's like kudzu, as they say.
Well, it's like, you know, when you start these different agencies, HUD and
which Nixon started,
that, and then there was, of course, the ones by Carter with the
Department of Energy,
most
notably, yeah.
Yeah, and then there's the Department of Education.
Which was another Nixon invention.
I tell you what, it's no party has the lock on being a power-grabbing, expanding government.
Oh, they're both equally culpable.
Yeah, I think so. What do you think's going on right now with these? With what's going on? What's going to be the result of the Supreme Court decision? You think there'll be? I'm seeing in the papers today, and people we've talked to, doctors especially, is that the increase in the Medicaid, the fact that physicians with this under these new plans could get overrun. In the sense of, what are we going to? Who's going to see these new patients?
Well, I think what the intention of the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, was from the get-go was ultimately setting the stage for what people are calling Medicare for All. And I think that even if there is a change in the White House in November, which I don't think there will be. I think ultimately we are going to be.
You think we're going to be driven to? It's going to be socialized medicine in the United
some,
States.
Some kind of it, yeah.
I mean, there's forms of it right now, as we know.
Yeah.
But for everybody,
I think you're going to end up with a system not unlike what they had in England, where you have socialized medicine or single payer medicine for the bulk of the population, and then if you have the means, you can go to your own private doctor. And get, more prompt service and perhaps treated by in a quicker fashion by a more highly educated or trained professional.
Yeah. We had
so you have a kind of a two-tier system.
Well, that was what Dr. Lee Snook was on yesterday. And this is what he was, of all the things that he was mainly concerned about was this two-tiered system. Where you've got, a lot of the people go into one, and then you've got, in England, from what I understand, is that because they're all under government, thumb there, is that they have their offices open from 10 to 3. 3 o'clock they close, and at 3:30 they open up for those patients that come in with the money.
They pay cash.
And they pay cash, and then they get a different level of treatment.
Well, I remember once I was in England in the late 70s, and I had something, and I can't remember what it was now, but I needed to see a doctor, not urgently, but I needed to see a doctor for something. And the people I was staying with, they said, "Well, you have two options. You can go to the National Health Service clinic around the corner, and you can wait in line, and maybe they'll see you today, maybe they'll see you tomorrow, maybe they'll see you next week, or you can pay cash and you can go around right and back here into the mews or the alleyway behind our place." They were in Knightsbridge or wherever it was,
yeah.
Nice area. And they'll see you right away, and you've got to pay cash, but they'll take care of you on the spot. And I thought, that's interesting. And I think that's what we're going to end up with here.
Well, I had a friend many years ago, another Marine that was in England, stationed in England. He said, he broke his nose in a rugby game, which is not unusual for this guy.
Not unusual for rugby.
For rugby, anyway. I mean, if you could play rugby longer than one season and not have a broken nose, you've been very, very lucky.
You've been a coward on the sideline.
You carry the water out. Even then, you're not safe. You can still get punched punched out in the brawls afterwards too. But he said, you know, for emergency medicine, they treated him very well. He said, but if you had to go anywhere else on just trying to get into their system, he said, forget it. He said, you know, just having trying to do a follow up took weeks, and being on the list for weeks and months to be seen by a doctor. It's just the fact is that when you have a system like that, that this is what's going to, it's going to break down into that, you know. The VA clinic, I think we're treated very, very, very well there. But it takes a month to 6 weeks to see the doctor. You make an appointment, 6 weeks later, that's when you see him. If it's an emergency, you don't go there. You go to the hospital because they don't do emergency stuff there. So, anyway, we've got to take a break. My guest is Mark Beecham. We'll be right back. He said that he thinks that Obama's going to stay in for the next term. I'd like to talk to him. And, in fact, I'd like to roll around on the floor and argue with him about this as soon as we get back.
July 10th sale going on now through July 8th. Save hundreds on new Ford, Dodge, Honda, Lincoln, and Nissan cars and trucks. Plus hundreds of money-saving discounts on clean, high-quality used vehicles. Look for the 10th. Stop by today and drive home the car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for. Celebrate your independence when you hit the open road in your new vehicle. The Crown Motors 4th of July 10th sale is going on now through July 8th. Don't miss it.
Did you know that 45 million Americans suffer from chronic daily headaches and related pain? Many more suffer from back, knee, shoulder, and other joint pains, and if left untreated, they can often become much bigger problems, even life-threatening ones. The truth is, there is a solution for a vast majority of pain sufferers, and it comes in the form of free information. I'm Dr. Todd Royce of Chiropractic First. You may have heard my radio show on this station, and I would like to offer you this solution totally risk-free. Just call 243-0889 and ask for a copy of my free exclusive report, The Top 5 Most Dangerous Trends Preventing Health and Happiness and What to Do About Them. The information in this report is based on over $8 million in research and has helped thousands in the North State lead healthier, pain-free lives. When you do, you'll have the opportunity to attend our free, no-obligation live seminar covering these topics that more than likely are affecting you and your family today. Call 243-0889, that's 243-0889, and remember, it's risk-free.
Hi, I have to try three of these on.
Okay, the dressing rooms are, like, in the back. You'll see them, don't worry.
Finally! Hey!
Sorry.
Are you tired of searching for the perfect bathing suit at a one-size-fits-all store? You want a bathing suit that you can wear with confidence, and you want to look your best. Wild Iris Custom Swimwear will work with you to design exactly what you want. Wild Iris, where you let your imagination begin. 3609 Bocelli Lane, Suite I. Call 221-4747 today for your perfect fit. I'm here with Joe Adamson of Adamson's Peak Performance. What's going on at Adamson's?
Hi, Rachel. Summer's here, and you know what that means. Swimsuits, shorts, tank tops, now's the time to get started. Virtually every client that comes to Adamson's Peak Performance wants three things: lose fat, look better, and feel healthier. We've developed a personal training and nutrition program that accomplishes just that.
Can you tell us a little bit about this program?
Yes, it's called the New Body 180 because it's 180 days long and because it includes everything you need to make a 180 degree change in the way you look and feel.
Well, I hear you've had some really great results with this program.
We've had women lose up to 3 jean sizes in just the first 12 weeks.
To get started or for more information on the New Body 180, call Steve at 221-8006 or go online to AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com. Get the New Body 180. Turn your life around with Adamson's Peak Performance.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Guy with his head held high, take a look at his navy wings. Need the code of blue, beats a heart that's true. Use the code of those navy wings.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's out on the streets today doing a lot of things, keeping us going.
That doesn't sound good, Carl.
Okay, Linda's she's not on the streets, but she's out driving around, getting things done. I didn't mean it on the street. Only you would think that, Beecham.
Back out of that one, Carl, or Mark.
Okay. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, Ram dealership serving Reading and the surrounding areas. And guess what? Crown Motors' 4th of July sale is going on now, and it's going to keep going on till the 8th. You name it, they've got it, new and used vehicles. Look for the tents down at 555 Cypress Avenue. Head on down. They take pride in the deals they make. They take pride in how they service the vehicles. They're your neighbors. They're our neighbors. It's local. Reading Crown Motors. Give them a call, 223-2177, but go down there to where you see the tents. Stop by and say, hey, I want a great deal. And you know what? They'll give you one. Right down there on the Crown Motors 4th of July tent sale going on now until the 8th. Our guest, Mark Beecham, and we were talking about the oppressiveness of government and how we have to kind of watch what's going on in government. But the also, you said you think Obama is going to be reelected, even with the with this horrible economy, and you know the mistakes he's made in I mean starting from the very beginning of his presidency, you know, the bowing to the Saudi prince, to the Saudi king. I mean, I bring that up now, and it happened 3 years ago. But
well, he's a tall guy, you know. He kind of bends over whenever he shakes.
And then to
hand.
Deny that he bowed to him, what the hell is he doing bowing to a despot? You know, somebody that they take women and they put them and treat them as chattel, and he bows to him? Okay, people seem to forget little things like that. Or how about when he asked the veterans? We had 11 veterans organizations in the Oval Office, and he said, hey, how about the veterans? He's, you know, why don't you just pay for your injuries suffered in under service in the military and put that on your private insurance plan? And he couldn't figure out why people got so excited about that. Well, even his own party, you know, came screaming out of the gates on that one. But here's a man that's taken our economy, one of the strongest in the world, and has driven it down constantly, constantly, constantly. It looks like the unemployment rate is going to go back up this Friday when they take a look at the jobs again, you know, the dismal jobs. Plus the other things, like the $600,000 trip to New York for a date that it cost the taxpayers. How can people reelect him?
Well, I think never underestimate the power of a community organizer to get out the vote. And I think, you know, his gang of shouldn't say gang, that doesn't sound good.
Yeah, gang, but means it means they're organized. I'd like to think of them more like a
his campaign will do a superlative job, I think, of getting out the vote. You know, on November 6th, they'll get out the vote on November 6th. And I think in the meantime, we're going to be witness to probably the nastiest campaign that we will have seen in our lifetimes.
You think so? It's really it's going to get worse than anything we've ever seen?
Yeah, I think so.
They're going to go after Romney's religion?
Well, I don't think Obama will necessarily go after Romney's religion, but I think it'll be a running gag on Saturday Night Live and every late night talk show and The View and all these other cultural touchstones that we have in the country today. And I think they will try to do their very best to sort of ridicule the man, make him seem really out of touch, make his religion sound creepy, if not dangerous, and turn some of his very strengths into his weaknesses and into weaknesses. And I think in the end, you know, the economy, obviously Obama can't run on it, but he will continue to blame it on his predecessor, and there's blame to be made there. I mean, he did inherit a terrible economic mess. It hasn't come back. It hasn't recovered. And people can argue that Obama's policies haven't helped as much as other policies might have helped to recover the economy. But I think it's not going to be about the economy. It's going to be about who is better positioned to help the bulk of Americans. And Obama would characterize those people as the struggling middle class. And he would say, look, my background, if you will, my sentiments, my empathy is with you. If you elect this guy, he's a out of touch white guy who's worth $250 million and has got fancy homes in 5 states. A bank account in the Cayman Islands, and he made all of his fortune on Wall Street. He's going to demonize all those things. And I think that, you know, never underestimate the power of incumbency. And Obama's the incumbent president. We were talking off the air about the possibility of some sort of October or September surprise.
It wouldn't surprise me. Yeah.
That involves a military crisis overseas. Yeah. And everybody tends to rally around the president in a time of crisis. And if it's a close election, you know, I'm just not betting against Obama at this point. That's what I'll say.
Well, okay. And I can see that. We've got like 30 seconds left. And I understand what you're saying because, you know, many people get their news from the Jon Stewart show, which to me is so totally scary because even Jon Stewart says this is not a news show. This is a comedy show. But so many people believe like what he says is what's really happening as opposed to his sarcastic view of the world and what's going on, mainly aimed against people that may be a little more conservative than Jon Stewart. All right, we're going to take a break. Our guest, Mark Beecham, when we come back, I want to talk about jails.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. On our nation's birthday, the president celebrating some of its newest citizens.
I could not be prouder to be among the first to greet you as my fellow Americans.
The president at a naturalization ceremony for active duty service members. He and the First Lady will later be hosting a 4th of July celebration for service members and their families. As for his Republican opponent,
Governor Mitt Romney is in New Hampshire with his family, all 30 of them, for their annual family vacation. Romney will take part in a local 4th of July parade today. But mainly he's keeping a low profile this week, a brief respite before the summer push to the August GOP convention.
Fox's Molly Henneberg, the JetBlue pilot who left the cockpit during a flight screaming about terrorists, found not guilty by reason of insanity. And at Wimbledon, Roger Federer facing off against defending champ Novak Djokovic Friday in the men's semifinals. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Wind River Casino is challenging all bounty hunters for the ultimate $10,000 guarantee high-stakes bounty tournament on Saturday, July 14th at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center. Book your seat now. Your $115 buy-in will get you $10,000 in chips, all fees included. Plus, $25 bounties for knocking out opponents. All entrants will be hosted to sandwiches and dessert. Wind River Casino is known for hosting the best poker tournaments in Northern California. So pull up a seat and be one of the privileged few to play in the $10,000 guarantee high-stakes bounty tournament on Saturday, July 14th at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center. This $10,000 high-stakes bounty tournament is limited to the first 200 players and sells out fast. So reserve your seat today at the River Club. 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or online at winrivercasino.com. Prize pool based on participants. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest, quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today, 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:35 in the morning on July 4th. Happy Independence Day, my friends. I hope everybody is thinking about 236 years ago when our forefathers declared their independence from an oppressive government.
Now do you know why I'm not so quick to push that mic button?
Yeah, every so often the words are said in the studio that probably a good thing that we've got music playing. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, and they are patriots, too, down there, D.C. Tim and the man in black. They give great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans, man's last stronghold. That's Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Great guys down there. Our guest, Mark Beecham. And before we get to Mark, we got to do the weather. Quick.
We got to give it a little love here. Yes. Plentiful sunshine today. High right at the century mark. Clear tonight. Low of 67. Tomorrow, continued sunny skies and a high of 96. Right now in Reading, 76 degrees with the report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. Pizza on Thursdays and great dining all the time. Music over the weekend. 474-5546 for reservations. My guest, Mark Beecham, and we have talked about Obama's chances for reelection. And Mark seems, as of right now, he's got a pretty good chance.
I'm not a great chance, but I mean, I'm not going to bet against him.
Well, no, he's, okay. You know, you're right, but the power of incumbency.
And that he's got a very sharp-elbowed campaign team.
Oh, he does. You know, these guys know how to win elections. If they could run the country as well as they win elections. Mm-hmm. And that's what Clinton's boys said. We knew how to win an election. We just didn't know how to run a country. And, you know, and I'm frankly, I don't know if he's learned anything. He's always struck me as that second lieutenant that's going into combat. And he staggers from firefight to firefight, losing people all along the way. Now, if he lives long enough, he'll learn enough to save the people around him.
You're talking about Obama?
Obama.
Okay.
Obama. And if he doesn't learn enough, and he keeps getting his people killed and things happening like this, and I'm using the word killed as a metaphor, of course, then you got to get rid of him. So, in the way the military does, a lot of times they just snatch him right out and they put him someplace like handing out baseballs. Or that, you know, that his men just refuse to, I'm not going to do this anymore, you're crazy. Or he's replaced. And so we're hoping that, in my opinion, is that he is still staggering from firefight to firefight. He has not learned anything over the last 3 years. He's still making the same mistakes. So, you know, will he be replaced? I don't know. But once you're in that position, you're right. You got to get him out.
It's hard to dislodge an incumbent president. I mean, obviously the poll numbers are challenging for him right now. The economy remains weak. We've got unemployment above 8% and gross domestic product that is limping along at about 1%.
The debt
and could dip down a little bit. There's fear that the recession in Europe and the slowdown in China and elsewhere could impact the U.S. economy, and this may become apparent later this summer here. The unemployment rate could tick up or it could tick down, depending on how many people continue to drop out of the workforce.
You know, that's what people don't understand. You know, people seem to forget that, too, is that when he first came aboard, there was, you know, so many millions of people in the workforce. And so when you look at how many have dropped out of the workforce since Obama has come in, and you look at that unemployment rate, if it was the same number of people, the unemployment rate would be around 15% from what I've mm-hmm. read. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, so people are dropping out of the workforce because they can't find work, so we don't count them anymore. I think that's specious. We need to count the people that just, you know, I can't find any jobs. Oh, well, let's not count you anymore. Anyway. And the power of incumbency there. You know, and you made a point here about saying is that it's, you know, a revolving door on some of the things that are happening. It's a shame that at our jail is a revolving door. You know, or I'm sorry, we talked about how incumbents, once they get in there, it's hard getting them out. In the jail,
it's hard to get people in.
It's hard to get people in to keep them there.
That's right.
You had an article you wrote Saturday. A very, you know, it was a very in-your-face article about opening the jail.
Oh, that one, yeah.
Well,
you know, I'm thinking about that in the last couple of days. Maybe that it's not such a smart idea to criticize the local law enforcement constabulary, given the strange black SUVs that are now patrolling my neighborhood or the clicking noises on the phone.
Well, you know, the worst thing that can happen is you stay there 24 hours, right?
Me? Oh, I think they'd make a special arrangement for me. They keep me there for a while. And, you know, the other day, actually, I was kind of curious. On my front porch, there was a brown paper bag. No name on it at all. It was full of fruit. And someone had left it there on the chair on my front porch. And I thought, ordinarily I might have eaten it, but I threw it in the trash.
Okay, I want to take a quick break and we're going to come back. We're going to talk about the jail and your article on about the sheriff's policy on the jail and putting people in, finding people to man the jail. We'll be right back.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This Saturday evening, the Cascade Theater will rock with the annual Women's Refuge Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style. Local stars once again take to the dance floor with local professionals to win your hearts and your votes. This year's stars include Sarah Dickerson, Baron Mutford, Aaron Murphy, The Address Real Estate, Beck Riley, Sierra Pacific Industries, Krista Camp, Wind River Casino, Chris Gomez, KRCR News Channel 7, and Steve Main, Anderson New Technology. Tickets are on sale now at the Cascade Theater box office or at cascadetheater.org. For more information, contact Chrissy Hansen at 244-0118, extension 202. Join the fun this Saturday evening in support of the Women's Refuge for an evening of great entertainment. Sponsors include Sierra Pacific Industries, Bar in Mudford, The Address Real Estate, Glam Squad, Shasta Family YMCA, Ceramy and Browning Construction, Mallory's Flowers, Record Searchlight, KRCR News Channel 7, Wind River Casino, Free Fire Media, Tuxedo Den, Reading Radio, Enjoy Magazine, Mike Burke Photography, Results Radio, and Reading Rancheria.
It's the Crown Motors 4th of July tent sale going on now. Through July 8th, save hundreds on new Ford, Dodge, Honda, Lincoln, and Nissan cars and trucks. Plus hundreds of money-saving discounts on clean, high-quality used vehicles. Look for the tents. Stop by today and drive home the car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for. Celebrate your independence when you hit the open road in your new vehicle. The Crown Motors 4th of July tent sale is going on now. Through July 8th, don't miss it.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Friday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Lake Boulevard across from Rayleigh's and on Locust Street off of Park Marina Drive. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. We missed our comeback here. There it is.
If tomorrow Lee
Greenwood.
Work for all my life, and I had to start again with
just my children.
You probably heard me tell the story before. We were getting ready to launch the attack into Kuwait for Desert Storm, and we were out there along the borders there, and General Boomer came out to talk to us. We were all loaded and as much ammunition and guns as we could possibly handle. He brings this guy out, and along with him was another Marine. And after Boomer talked to us about it, it was going to be a dangerous mission, but Marines are always going to succeed. This guy sings this song, a cappella. And we're sitting there all loaded up with stuff, trying to figure out, okay, and listen to that song. We knew, you know, there was no doubt in our minds that there was going to be a bunch of us killed the next day, because that's the way it was set up. The artillery, and, you know, we looked at chemicals, the whole thing. As it turns out, it didn't work out that way, and thank God. And 3 months, 4 months later, I was back in the States driving down the road, and that song played. I had to pull over because it hit me so hard emotionally. And so when I hear that song, it always means something to me. And, you know, something else means something to me is Reddy and Harley Davidson, an American motorcycles. And right here at Reddy and Harley Davidson, they're going to give you the best deal that you're ever going to get. Then they're going to take care of your bike better than anybody will. It's an American motorcycle. It stands for something, just like America stands for something. So I want you to go down there. I want you to go to 1268 Twin View Boulevard and go down and see Ernie and Jessica and the rest of the people they have down there, Nathan. And if you're looking for a motorcycle, why not an American icon? Experience the ride. Live the dream. Reddy and Harley Davidson. Our guest, Mark Beecham, here. Okay, Mark. You have, you know, the sheriff and the jail. Your article was really strong. We talked about it during the break. Is he doing enough?
I'm tired of I'm tired of hearing the sheriff on your show complaining about this and giving excuses about that. I don't want to know. I want a sheriff. I don't want a complaining department head. I'm sorry. And I think my column spoke for the feelings of a lot of people around here who think that the elected officials and the other unelected officials in Shasta County and in Redding are not taking crime seriously enough. We see it in our neighborhoods. I talk to business owners. They're being vandalized, burglarized. You see it on the streets downtown here. You see it on the streets on Turn Creek. Every time I went over to the grocery warehouse, I saw a shoplifter, and I talked to the people over at the grocery outlet, and they said, well, we don't even call the cops anymore. We're just hopeful to get back our merchandise. We know the police don't have the time or there's no jail space to deal with these people. We have a record number of failure to appears, which means if you're arrested for a crime, these people, they don't even bother to show up at court. And they repeatedly don't show up at court. We've reached or we're beyond a tipping point where we've got a whole class of bad actors in this society who don't care anymore. They know that the law is missing a lot of teeth. And if you don't kill somebody here, or if you don't seriously beat them up, you can get away with property crime, assaults, you know, drug use, drug dealing, and there's no consequence. And I've talked to the chief administrative officer of the county. I've talked to supervisors, and there just seems to be a shoulder shrug. It's like, well, that's the way it is. And I get that. And I get that from the sheriff time and again on your radio show. And when I've had him on your show, hosted your show a couple times, and he's been on. I'm just tired of the excuses. I want him to do something. I want a sheriff. I don't want just another complaining department head.
So what could he do, in your opinion?
Well, he can stop reading 8 newspapers online every day, which he boasted about doing when I had him on the show here. He can start doing the job and building a fire underneath the Board of Supervisors and the City Council. And the city council in Shasta Lake and the city council in Anderson. Because this is a community-wide problem we're facing. People will say, well, it's not Redding's problem, it's Shasta County's problem. No.
The jail is Shasta
County's problem.
Yeah.
And he has got to have the personality and the force to get all these elected officials mobilized. And if I were in charge, I would be cutting every department in the county and every department in the city to support police and fire. I mean, I'm more of a libertarian than a Republican or a Democrat. People that read my stuff probably know that. And I think there's only essentially, there are very, very few things that government is empowered to do and should do. Pave streets and keep them safe, period. And I don't think we need parks. I don't think we need a lot of planners. I don't think we need a lot of other bureaucrats shuffling paper either at the county or at the city level. I think we ought to get rid of all of them if we have to support fire, sheriff, and police and make sure the jail is open, period.
And we'll be right back.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, four blankets, two tube tents, first aid kits, food for two people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Wow, Sugar Bear. I guess people really are excited for Clobster Fest at Black Bear Diner.
Can't say I blame them, can you?
Nope, not when they can have delicious one-of-a-kind dishes like creamy macaroni and cheese topped with garlic butter sautéed lobster sensations. Or how about our lobster eggs benedict with fresh asparagus? We're going to serve that all day long.
Well, don't forget our lobster chop salad with bacon ranch dressing and the very best thing that's ever been placed on a tortilla, spicy lobster tacos.
Righto. And starting at just $9.99, I guess we're going to have a big crowd on our hands, Sugar. Well, better open the door. Give me the key.
I don't have the key. I thought you had it.
What? I don't have the key. You always are the one that...
Lobster Fest, a unique seafood experience for a limited time only at Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first five classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. And I'm not sure. Oh, okay.
My country, 'tis of thee.
Happy Independence Day, my friends. And we should be free. We should be free of oppression. We should be free of fear. We should be able to walk the streets and walk the parks. And, you know, when we talk about, you know, Sheriff Tom Bosenko on it, and Tom Bosenko said, look, this is up to me. It's not up to supervisors. I totally disagree with Tom on that. This is all of our problems. We've got five supervisors sitting there. What have they done to help? You've got Leonard Modi, 30 years in police, in the police business, a police chief. And what has he done? What have they worked together? What's Leonard's ideas on this? He's been in this for 30 years, a policeman, and now he's a supervisor. So what's going on with that? What about the rest of the supervisors? This is all of our problem. And I agree. Also, the city needs to get involved. I know Rob Pelletti is taking a proactive stance. What are they doing together? One of the things is that when we talk about our parks department, and I agree with you, what good is it to have a parks department when people are afraid to go to the park?
Or the library.
Or the library. I mean, I didn't realize how bad it was to the library until somebody walks in here one day and says, you know, I don't go to the library. It's dangerous. I have to fight my way through these people. And they have these, you know, I mean, it's like, okay. And it's all over the park. And it's all of the parks. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, put a skeleton staff there for the parks department, clean out the parks, and then we can bring people back in there. But anyway, there's more to it. Anyway, go on, Mark.
Well, just to be clear here, I happen to like Tom. I mean, Tom's been very responsive to me, and he's answered my emails, answered my phone calls. I've interviewed him in his office. I've had him on your show a couple times, at least.
Oh, we like Tom. Twice. We like Tom.
Tom's a good guy.
Yes.
I just think he needs to man up here.
Okay.
And it's not as if we don't have the money to open the jail. We've had the money for half a year or longer. And he needs to stop complaining and stop making excuses and just get it done. I don't want to hear any more excuses.
Okay.
And I don't think, given the comments online to the piece that I wrote, I don't think people want to hear the excuses. They just want it done. They want it done last week. They want it done, you know, 3 months ago. They didn't want the thing closed in the first place, the floor of the jail. And if Tom had a more commanding presence, he probably could have kept that from happening.
You know, when people...
John Balma, the legendary sheriff, right. 36 years in Shasta County, who Tom knows of anyway, wouldn't have allowed that floor of the jail to be closed. He would have told the supervisors what was, period.
Well, now we're reaping what we've sown. We can blame it on the state, and the state has a whole lot to accept blame for with this and the realignment. We've got the money. They've opened up just so everybody knows, they've opened up the jobs again. They're looking till July 15th to take, you know, to get people volunteering for this. It's not an easy job, but it is a job that, my gosh, it's a well paying job. It's got everything in it. I just don't know why you can't get people.
You say it's like $17 an hour plus benefits or whatever, right?
Yeah.
But maybe we need to consider paying more for that job to attract an even bigger pool of candidates. And a sheriff would be advocating for that, and finding the money somewhere by cutting some other department, by mobilizing the Board of Supervisors to look everywhere in the county budget to find money and to find some things that could be sacrificed so that we could reopen our jail, man it, not just the jail. We need to reopen some work camps around here. It can't just be the jail. We have to make sure that people who are these low-level property, so-called low-level property offenders, if they're brought to justice, that they do something. That there's some accountability, that they're dressed up in orange suits and are out doing something, painting over graffiti or cleaning the side of the road. If we don't have that, we've got, like I said earlier, we've got a whole class of people that don't give a damn about...
You're right, because they know that as soon as they get picked up, just, you know, when the police are talking to them, they just say, book me, just book me. And they're taking off their ankle locators, handing them back in. Mm-hmm. They don't care because they know nothing's going
to
happen.
I was talking to a businessman in town here, and his brother happens to be a Reading police officer. And he says, my brother tells me, look, I picked this guy up early in my shift. I take him to the jail. He's booked. And then before I finish my shift, I see him on the same street corner I picked him up on.
You know, when you look at it, I think Paletti said 947 of them arrested 2,500 times. One guy arrested 36 times. You know, you got this guy in jail right now that, you know, that says he's making $500 a day. Of course, he lies probably by his panhandling. You used the word recall in your article. You said, you know, if this isn't fixed. I mean, that's a harsh word.
I mean, it was a word in part designed to get people to read the article and talk about the topic. But the point of the article was to get the sheriff's attention and to get the attention of other people, other elected and non-elected officials across Shasta County to start focusing like nothing else on this particular issue, crime and the jail. I mean, there's a lot of talk about we don't have enough deputies, we don't have enough police. If we don't have a jail that works, it doesn't matter how many police we have or how many deputies we have, frankly. So we need to focus on this problem to the exclusion of just about everything else. I would say to the exclusion of everything else.
Okay.
And that was the purpose of the article.
Well, I tell you what, it got a lot of attention, as it should. And, in fact, we're going to be starting a series here on crime in Reading and the impact it has on people, but also a series on meth. We need to talk about meth because that's one of the underlying reasons we're having all this crime. Is this. So we're going to be doing that here on KCNR Free Fire Radio. Anyway, everybody, hey, thanks for being here today, Mark. You're always a great guest. Dr. Pratt. And this is, you know, happy 4th of July, everybody. This is a great day. This is a great day to remember. And remember why we're here. You know, think of those warriors out there on the walls right now. They're not going to be having hamburgers and hot dogs. They're going to be eating sand and getting in firefights today. They're going to have their own brand of fireworks. The good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And thank you for listening to KCNR Shasta Reading.
Gonna stand my ground.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. At the White House this morning.
Congratulations to our newest citizens. Yay!
President Obama spoke at a 4th of July naturalization ceremony. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern is live at the White House.
25 active duty service members from 17 different countries are now U.S. citizens.
I take this obligation freely.
Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano leading the Oath of Allegiance. President Obama saying the American dream should be open to all.
And that's why, as another step forward, we're lifting the shadow of deportation from serving, from deserving young people who were brought to this country as children.
That executive order drawing sharp criticism from Republicans, Ron.
Jared in Wolfsboro, New Hampshire. Mitt Romney attended a 4th of July parade not far from the family estate. Romney, his children, and grandchildren have been vacationing there. The storm came and went Friday, but for many people, there's still no electricity, no air conditioning. More live from Fox News Radio's Eben.